We'll bring this the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 248 together. Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Senator Blaisdell.
Here.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Senator Cafaro.
Here.
Representative White.
Here.
Representative Gault.
Here.
And Representative Curdy.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, members, if Senate Bill 248, I'll have Mr. Coleman hand out the amendments. And Representative White, would you move the bill, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 248.
Okay, and there's two amendments, so. Mr. Coleman, do we have to do one of them, either one first, or do they don't? Okay. You can move either one of them, it's fine.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 248 be amended with SB 024802.AJM.
Okay, members, I'll maybe have Mr. Coleman elaborate on this. I believe this is some language provided by the department to kind of layer in some of the language and placement and so forth, so that so it kind of spelled out what they interpreted the bill to do. Mr. Coleman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the amendments are on page 2. And what they do is they attempt to make more clear that only one well or developed spring is allowed on each lot created or parcel created by a family transfer. So it would strike on page 2, line 19, it would strike from through each. So the way that subsection 5 would read is, starting on line 19, when the appropriation is on a new lot or parcel created by a family transfer division of land provided for in 76.32071B and is outside a stream depletion zone, is 35 gallons a minute or less, and does not exceed 10 acre feet a year, and only one well or developed spring under this subsection 5 is located on the lot or parcel. And then it replicates that for inside a stream depletion zone as well, Mr. Chairman.
Is there questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, some members, it's a vote by both chambers, so we'll start with the House first. We'll try a voice vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Senate, all those in favor, say aye. 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 Those opposed? Amendment passes. Representative White.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 248 as once amended be amended with SB 024805.AJK.
Thank you, Representative White. And Mr. Coleman, you can elaborate on this. This portion, I believe, has two provisions in it. One of them, there was a $15 fee added in the House. That's removed because by DNRC rule, there's already a $125 fee in rule at that time of filing. The second provision was something that I looked at. There was a lot of conversation from MACO and that about concerns of trying to evade the subdivision process, things like that. So looked a lot at how we could try to put some steps in that to make sure. I think we put a two-year provision in that they, a minimum of 2 years, some counties can adopt longer if they'd like. And there is a exit point there if there's distress or financial hardship that they can go to the county commissioners to be excused of that rule. And also a penalty if caught trying to evade the subdivision review process. Mr. Coleman, is there anything else to add to that? Or
no, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any questions or comments from the committee in regards to that? Representative White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with this amendment here. I know Gallatin has a five-year provision that you can't, resell it. I think that this makes it perfectly clear that this is not going to be for investment purposes to be able to flip some of this land. And I think it makes it clear that it's for a family, and if there's a a medical emergency or something like that, they can go to the county and request to be able to, you know, sell this piece of property. That the county has that authority. I think this lines it out pretty well. I'm going to support this amendment.
Further discussion from the committee? Representative Curdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I do have an issue with I understand giving the county some leeway, but again, I see the amendment as a way that some folks who have not been able to get an approved subdivision can use this to get that, you know, by a de facto means, get that subdivision. So I'm reluctant to support this amendment.
Representative White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Representative Curdy, I'm looking at 5B on page 2. I think that civil penalty of $5,000 per division of land payable to the governing body is a pretty strong signal to anybody that would knowingly evade subdivision regulations through this. So I think that that's a pretty good deterrent, in my view, Mr. Chair.
Okay, is there further discussion on the amendment? We'll try a voice vote. And with members of the House, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Please note, Representative Curdy is a nay. In the Senate, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senator Cafaro is a no. Representative White. The amendment goes on.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 248 as twice amended.
Members of the committee, if any discussion on the bill as amended.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Curdy.
I do note the comments made by the good representative from Galton Gateway concerning the $5,000 penalty. But again, when we take a look at the size of some of these potential subdivisions that may occur under this, because I've seen it happen near our ranch in the Bitterroot, and the money was made out of the penalty is a minor buy-in for the person who's trying to do the subdivision. So I'm opposed to the bill as amended.
Further discussion? Ms. Spencer, let's do a roll call vote on this one. So for the record.
Chairman Blaisdell.
Here. Oh, yes.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Senator Cafaro.
Yes.
Representative White.
Yes.
Representative Galt.
Yes.
And Representative Curdy.
No.
And motion carries 3-0 in the Senate and 2-1 in the House.
All right. Thank you, members. I know the House has got a long day today. And thank you to all those that have testified on this bill and a lot of the input from the department and other folks on it and the work of Mr. Coleman. With that, we're adjourned.